Hello, everybody. I'm Scott with my lovely wife, Teresa, and we are living it up while beginning again.
With you. With you. Thank you for, listening to us.
Absolutely. We are so honored that you're on your podcast and you decided to click to us.
Our dogs want to have their own, and they want to call it Pawcast.
Well.
What should we say about that? No.
No, I think our dogs are taking over our lives.
They don't study enough, and that's what I've told them.
Don't study
enough. Anyway, go ahead. Okay, for all you listening out there, we want you to know this is for us, too, because this is my addiction. Rid yourself of overthinking. I mean, just the thought of that brings such relief, okay? God never intended for us to be so overwhelmed with excessive overthinking that we stop noticing His love indicators. Yeah. You know, they're all around us. He's placed them there, okay? So Scott and I have some suggestions that we think will help you keep your brain and your body in the same place, okay? And we found something to go along with that in Philippians 4:8.
Yeah, it's a great scripture. And it says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise."
Mm-hmm. Well, can I just start here with the overthinking thing?
Yes, please.
It's been a problem for me my whole life. I remember driving in the car with my mom when she was driving, and I would just be sitting there, and she would say, "Where are you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "I said, I'm sitting right here." She goes, "No, where are you?" Because I was in such deep thought, even at a young age, And I think back on that now, I'm like, wow, I've had this for a long time and didn't even know what to call it. And, man, when you do that, you can miss out on so much. That is too much focus.
Yeah.
That's way, way too much, okay? So once you understand that about yourself and you realize that you're not the only one doing that, it's okay. But for me, I had to really come to terms with I needed to catch myself doing that, because it is a problem.
Yeah.
And so what I do, for instance, on just a funny little way to pull myself back in, even when I'm out jogging, if I see something, I'll stop and smell a rose or smell a flower.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look at things now in neighborhoods where I've been jogging now for many years and go, "Wow, I've never seen that before," and find out that it's been there for years. I just never noticed it because, man, I was like, I got to get this done. And I'm so over-focused, making everything a job and not enjoying my life, overthinking about everything, that it's also caused me to slow down.
Yeah.
And see God's indicators all around me, especially in nature.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss anymore.
That's
I want to be present. I want to keep my brain and my body in the same place, especially if I'm in a conversation with someone,
Yeah.
And to be intentional,
Right.
So.
And also, as you're talking about, overthinking really brings anxiety. It brings worry. It brings a lot of things along with it, And really, what should we be, instead of overthinking, what should we be focusing on? What should we be thinking about?
Else that's kind of cool, when I start noticing the ground and stuff, I have found so much money.
Yeah.
I found a $5 bill going to a restaurant one day because I was really paying attention. Found another one when we were walking up to your boy's apartment, and Jimmy took it from me, but that's okay. I gave it to him. I know he's in college and he needed it. But to just pay attention.
Yeah.
And maybe he can find some money too.
Like what I was saying, instead of overthinking and having worry and anxiety, why don't we start focusing and thinking on peace and joy?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus really wants us to do. Because peace and joy come when we focus on things that provide lasting value in our life.
Mm-hmm. Like our family, when we had a gathering in our house last night, just really enjoying everybody that was in the room. And they're all so different. This is our life group from our church, and it's so cool to see that the people we're attracting are just as quirky and different as we are.
That's right.
And it's just to enjoy them and not be thinking about, I got to clean this up when they're gone, this, that, and the other. Oh, my. To just really be present.
Really and truly, Teresa, the more we commit ourselves to God through prayer and through study of His Word, the better prepared we are to help ourselves and to help others.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you get away from this overthinking. Focus on Him.
Yeah.
You know, He'll do the thinking for you. Mm-hmm. You know, God, what do you want me to do today? Lord, you know, I'm trying to plan everything. Here I am. You know, but I need you to direct my path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting worried. I'm getting anxious. I'm getting anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know it's tough, man, when you're in the corporate world or anything, ministry, mm-hmm. you know, anything, you know, you want to get so much accomplished.
And I don't want to live like that anymore. You know, I don't ever want to, you know, have you say something to me that's really important that I just didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Could be anything, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, you put out little hints of blue in our living room, mm-hmm. and
it's the ocean blue. That's because I'm looking forward to visiting there soon.
And I'm really trying to focus on, you know, noticing things that you're doing around the house.
Good.
And I did. I noticed it. I said, you know, hey, that's pretty cool. You got a little blue over here, and you got a little touch of this over here, you know. And so I appreciate that, you know, because that's just something to make the house more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I come home and when you come home, it's just a nice place to come home to,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah. And I really think we ought to dye your dog's hair blue, but that's just my opinion.
No. That would be, you know what, that would just shock him.
I know.
He wouldn't know what to do because he's so comfortable with himself. He's doesn't overthink about it either. He just is. His brain and his body are in the same room. That's what's so great about animals.
Yeah.
Pets. They're not concerned about the next meal, the next dog treat. No. They are. Like right now, he is underneath the desk.
He is sound asleep.
Sound asleep. Yeah. He is here. He's not concerned about anything.
That's right.
You know, we can learn a lot from our animals.
Sure can.
And know, children.
Yeah, and children,
man,
too.
Children are into what they're doing.
That's right. You know? So that's great, you know what I mean? And really and truly, I mean, overthinking, the only way you can really accomplish not overthinking is to give your heart to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Give it all to Him. Lay it down at the altar. Say, Lord, I'm tired of this overthinking.
It's wearing me out.
Yeah, it's wearing me out, man. I'm planning for the next month today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm planning on my vacation next summer in September. You know what? No. Plan for today.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know it's difficult, but as you grow to know God more, the more it just comes as a natural reaction.
And stop trying to change yourself.
Yeah. Just be yourself.
Let God do it.
Yeah.
If you're suffering in this area, I like to put it that way. God is the only one that can change it for a long-lasting time.
Right.
It's forever.
Like, and it won't happen overnight.
No.
You know, but gradually, it will.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to, you know, really get the edge on overthinking, let's give your heart to Him today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is your opportunity right now. And like I said before, we do this at every podcast. And this is really the most important part of our podcast.
It is the main thing. And we are determined to keep the main thing the main thing.
That's why we do this.
And He's the main thing.
That's right. Because we want you to know Him, how awesome He is. So if you've never given your life to Him, or maybe you've walked away, or maybe you've been in church a long time, and you've never really given your heart to Jesus, please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. I believe that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. My sins are forgiven. You tell me, Jesus, if I ask you because of that cross. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Thank you for making me a new creation today. I'm giving you my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, people that keep up with us, you know we're going to encourage you to pray to be led to a great church where you're going to be welcomed and embraced, where someone can help you in your new walk because you found out they have a mentoring program or discipleship.
Yes. We do encourage that.
Yeah. Everybody needs to be mentored. It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian or whether this is new to you. We'll have mentors the rest of our lives.
That's right. And, you know, and let us know if you made a decision today at info@livingitup.org. We'd love to have the opportunity to pray for you and encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, let's rid ourselves of overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
God has never intended us to be so overwhelmed with excessive overthinking that we stop noticing His love indicators.
Mm-hmm.
He has placed them
mm-hmm.
all around us.
And so we've hoped that some of these suggestions will help you, from this day forward, keep your brain and your body in the same place. Okay?
That's right. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to us today. And remember, live it up.
While beginning again. We'll talk to you tomorrow.